Welcome to the Flow Podcast with Marcus Johnson, where we talk about all things for the love of you. I'm your host, Marcus Johnson. The Flow Podcast is designed to discuss life topics and explore some tools to help you actively engage in your life. Sometimes we feel lost, we feel alone, we lack focus, and just feel stuck. During the next several minutes, my aim is to help you understand that all of this is just part of the human experience. It's part of the flow. Flow is spelled F-L-O with no W, and it means for the love of. As an award-winning entrepreneur, musician, lawyer, partner, and most importantly, a dad, I have had many experiences that have taught me some invaluable lessons and tools that we all can use to achieve our highest flow. Actually, these tools help us to realize where we are and where we want to be, and then most importantly, a model that we can use to get there. We call it going deeper. And the deeper model is the life model in which we operate on this podcast. So buckle up, get centered, and fall into the present as we begin to develop our highest flow. It's for the love of you. Yo, all, it is episode 3. We're already in episode 3, the first week of October 2021, and we're on a roll. We started off with what is flow, went into the deeper model in episode 2, and now in episode 3, we're talking about the individual component of deeper, the dream. Now, in my book, For the Love Of, there's a chapter, For the Love of Dreaming, and, you know, there's this quote we started off with by Nelson Mandela where it says, "There's no passion to be found in playing small and settling for a life that is less than the one you are capable of living." And what is that saying? It's like Jim Collins says in his book, Good to Great, talks about if you're dreaming, make sure it's a hairy, audacious goal. And the concept behind that is if people aren't laughing at your goal or at your dream, it's actually not big enough. And, you know, I think also about a quote sometimes that I use from Mahatma Gandhi, where he says, "First they laugh at you, then they ignore you, then they fight you, and then you win." And these are all powerful tools in understanding that your dream must be yours. And our higher power is so powerful that it touches each and every one of us differently. It created each and every single one of us. So in that and in that being, you must delve and strive to make sure that you go for your highest, craziest dream where people are like, "Oh my God, you must be crazy." So let's look at a couple of things. I think about things like space travel, computers. I think about the fact that you look at your watch now, or if you get on a subway, that nobody's looking at each other because everybody's connected underground. Well, what about the subway for that matter? You know, hundreds of feet underground in some cities, getting people to places. Touchscreen, Bluetooth. Imagine being in Salem, Massachusetts in the 1800s with a Bluetooth earpiece on and the boiling water that would await you for being a witch because you're talking into something and talking to somebody else somewhere else, right? The internet itself, social media, robotic surgery, online travel, vegan Rubens, biometric applications. I got one for you. How about an African-American president of the United States of America? The list goes on, but you know what? Each one of those was a dream. If I told you that I could create something out of aluminum or now carbon that I could fill with compressed air and put 500 people in it that would travel at speeds greater than 600 miles an hour, close to the speed of sound sometimes, and it could get them from, you know, New York to Paris in a matter of 7 hours, which is thousands of miles. Again, depending upon in what era we live, you would look at me like I'm absolutely crazy. But that is someone's dream. That was a dream. Now, it's the 747 Boeings, and Airbus has the A380 right now that do exactly that. So if somebody can dream that crazy of a dream and actually make it happen, why can't you? Again, the Flow Podcast is about making sure that you understand it is absolutely you. That no matter what the challenge is, that you can dream it. If you want to change your well-being, your condition that you're in right now, if you're, say, let's say, in many of us coming out of quarantine and COVID with all the hysteria, a lot of us are anxious as heck. You know, we don't know which way is up. Imagine that you want to change your mental psyche because you've been scared to go out of the house for 18 months. Is that possible? Are you laughing at yourself in that? It's possible. There are steps that you can take by going deeper to get there, but you have to have that dream. You know, I look at, you know, my life and being a musician and studying in undergrad, I was a piano player. So let me make it personal, right? I was an undergraduate student at Howard University where I was studying in music. I come from a family of doctors and lawyers. My oldest sister's a doctor. The one behind her is a successful business person. The one behind her is, say, younger than. My older brother is an OBGYN. My sister that's a little younger than me is another lawyer. And my youngest sister's a pulmonologist. My family, you know, my parents are all healthcare professionals. My stepmom, my dad was, and my mom. My stepfather's a dentist, and I'm going to be a musician. Yeah, I hear you all laughing at me right now, right? It's like, you got to be out of your mind. You have all that. Why wouldn't you want to be a professional? Because that is not what God had planned for me. And I've had intimate conversations with my higher power telling me that what I'm supposed to be doing is using my platform that I'm using right now to make sure that I get to you to tell you what's possible. I tell people all the time from what I call my keyword pulpit on stage that if you take anything away from a Marcus Johnson concert, it is that you can do whatever you want to do in the face of people laughing at you, in the face of ridicule. That you can be a successful musician and take care of your family and take care of your friends and affect the world by following your dream. It wasn't my mom's dream. It definitely wasn't my dad's dream. Or I say it wasn't my dad's dream. It definitely wasn't my mom's dream. You know, siblings, you know, they were kind of indifferent. Friends, you know, were hopeful, but you know, you're a musician, you know, come on, Marcus, you can do some other things with that. Well, let's take this another step. How about then going from undergrad and then telling people that you're going to go to law school? Which is what I did. And to start studying for the LSAT in the face of fraternity brothers laughing at me, other people laughing like, what school is he going to go into? I had some professors tell me, what law school are you going to? Captain Crunch you? So you can imagine the amount of gratification that I had when I went to Staples and I got a business card that said Georgetown University Student of the Laws. Class of 1990, well, at that time it was 96 because I wasn't in the MBA program yet, right? And of course, I just want to let you know there's no such thing as a student of the laws, but I created it. Why? Because anything we want to do, we can do, man. Who's to say that there isn't a student of the laws? There was one when I put it on my business card. You know, the other Georgetown students laughed at me. Then we went to a BALSA conference, a Black Law Students Association conference in Atlanta. And all the other students from other schools, the hustles, right? Like Howard University School of Law. They had business cards. I was the only person from Georgetown that had business cards. And then who looked like the fool? Now, again, I'm not trying to call anybody out. And I really wasn't worried about whether they did or not. I may have put a little smile on my face. But the idea was I was able to connect with people at other universities without writing my number down on a piece of paper. And they saw Georgetown University with the balance scales and student of the laws of Marcus Johnson in a way to contact me. You know? Why? Because I was willing to dream a big, hairy, audacious, scary, you know, dream. Taking the LSAT, doing horrible my first time, knowing I could do better though, going back in, killing it, finding a way to get into Georgetown Law School and then the business school and then on to do other things, but learning everything that I could all the way, man, that's not anybody else's dream. That was something that was given to me by the universe, by our higher power. And I know that you absolutely feel the same. So you can't take anything for granted that you're given. You have to dream your highest dream. If you're a doctor and you want to be a musician, why not? If you're a musician and you want to be a doctor, why not? If you're working and you want to stay home, why not? If you're at home and you want to go back to work, why not? If you're in a relationship that needs change, why not? If you're in a great relationship that you want to make better, why not? You are the master of this right now. This is your canvas. We're all artists. That's the thing that we're not told in school growing up. We're all artists in control of our destiny. We just happen to give it away. And then we get mad because we gave it away. We believed the foolery. You know what I mean? We believed the jig you know, as it relates to, well, you should follow this and get this degree and go do that and marry this type of person and go here and go there. Know what you want, though. No matter how crazy it is, you are the creator of this canvas. So as we always do, we end with a couple of tips. And here's some activities that you can kind of undertake to make sure that you dream again. I want you to consider a self-diagnostic. You know, it will allow you to see where you are, where you want to go, and kind of some ways to get there. Even on an app like a Google Map or Waze, you need to do a diagnostic to figure out where you are before you can go there. It can't figure that out without asking yourself the present. Also, ask yourself the big questions and be prepared to be surprised by your own responses. And you have to focus on the truth and not your beliefs. The truth. There may be a difference. That's what you have to use to begin this journey. And that truth is also the beacon in your journey. What's the biggest dream you currently have? How do you feel about the progress you're making towards actualizing it? What is the biggest dream you have let go of? You know, if you had to go back in time and tell yourself at the age that you were dreaming that dream, why you let it go, would your younger self be disappointed or would it understand your reasoning? What are your internal alarms? How often do you hear them in your current life? You have to ask yourself these questions and those questions relevant to you to understand what your dream is, what you may have let go of, and what you may need to recapture or refocus on. Now, also set aside a regular time to get away and listen. As I said, I go down to the Potomac River at Gravely Point and I watch the airplanes take off. I may go outside and, you know, just sit on my backyard patio and listen to lounge or lo-fi music, or of course some Marcus Johnson music, you know, our lo-fi stuff. I may grab a glass of flow and go out and chill too, just to kind of decompress, because you need time where you can connect to yourself. You may need to keep your phone around you because you may have, I mean, when you do it enough, it's going to spark some interest. It's going to spark inspiration and you want to document it. As I say, you should always have pen and paper when you're with me, an Evernote app, or you should always be willing to take your phone if you're not listening to the podcast on it and talk to yourself on your video so you can remember those great ideas that you have and don't forget them. Because I guarantee you, I've had some great dreams that when I've awakened, I've forgotten them. I've had some great dreams that I'm on the way to writing them down and the phone rings or a notification goes off on Facebook and I've forgotten them. Don't let that happen. Other things, I said Evernote, Asana, Monday. These are great places. Even, you know, sending a text to yourself are a great way to document this. Places you can go to get away from the fray are like your car, a garden, a park, a church, gym, school playground, parking lot, golf course, without even playing golf. Go by a body of water, a nature trail, your basement, a walk around the neighborhood, whatever you need to do, it's okay, but you need quiet. I think it was Deepak Chopra said something similar to the fact that if the Hudson River is you know, in a storm and very wavy, you could drop a building in it and you wouldn't see the waves. But in a small pond or a puddle of water that's quiet, you can see the ripples of a teardrop. That is what you need to get to your dream. And lastly, man, vision boarding. Make sure that you think ahead. You know, you need to put it on a piece of paper. You can even do it now in PowerPoint or Sheets and visualize where you are. You know, maybe even now it's only 2 years in the future. But maybe you have a 2-year vision board and a 10-year vision board. And you can cut and paste pictures. You can go to Pinterest if you need to. You can go to your favorite magazines, you know, cut them out, scan them in, cut them up, and then, you know, put them on a piece of paper where you can see them, print them out, and have them around you. Put them in your wallet, because these are your dreams, man. See what they look like. And a funny thing happens when you put it out into the universe. Just like, you know, the Heavenly Father, the creator, you know, of the universe spoke and the universe was, you know, created. You too have the ability to create. In my faith, it says that we're made in the likeness of the creator. That means we're a mini creator, M-I-N-I. What is a mini creator? A mini creator is like somebody who can do these things, who can have these powerful dreams. I am telling you right now, that if you vision board, that if you get away, that if you set aside regular time to connect to you, you will find your dream. And in the next episode, we're going to talk about engagement and how you can go from dream to finding out the particulars of what you need to do to actually write down the requirements for you to realize that dream. You have been listening to the Flow Podcast with Marcus Johnson, where we talk about everything for the love of you. I'm your host, Marcus Johnson. You can always catch up with me at MarcusJohnson360.com, on social media at MarcusJohnson360, where you can have our services and our products and tell people about what we're doing. Share, share, share. Tell a friend to tell a friend. And as I always say in my shows, I love you, I love you, I love you. And always do your flow. I'll see you next time, y'all. Peace.